Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Often, we need notary public stamps on documents to ensure their authenticity. This seal says the document is the real deal. Just so, the Holy Spirit seals believers in Christ, ensuring their certain future in eternity. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues a series on the inheritance of the redeemed, gifts given to every believer in Christ. Listen now as Dr. Lutzer speaks again on the gift of the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit of God seals every believer, seals every believer. Now, the imagery that comes to us from ancient times is when a king wanted to send a document, piece of parchment, it would be rolled up, and then some hot wax would be poured on it, and he would put his signet ring right where the parchment comes together, and so it was sealed. If anybody tampered with it, everybody would know it. So what he was saying is, this is sealed. The only one who can break the seal is me, who wrote the document and sealed it, or the person to whom it is given, the recipient of the document. And in our case, God is the one who's both. He's the one who does the sealing, and he's the one where we are sealed, the Bible says. Now I'm in Ephesians 4, you can look it up later, until the day of redemption. If first of all, the indwelling Spirit gives us the companionship of the Spirit, now we have the ownership of the Spirit. You may struggle, you may fight against God, but at the end of the day, you believe in him, and he owns you. That's why it says, you know, don't you know that your body is the temple of the living God? Therefore, live like it, because you've been purchased at high cost by God and you are owned by him. So it signifies ownership, but there's something else it signifies. It is the guarantee of our inheritance. That's what it says back in Ephesians 1. Where I read it in verse 14, he is the guarantee of our inheritance. Here's what Jesus says. I'm sending you the blessed Holy Spirit of God. And as a result of that gift, you are beginning to get a little indication. It's a down payment of what someday you're going to inherit. I understand in ancient times, sometimes when a land deal was done, the owner who was selling it to the buyer would take a bag and put some soil in it and give it to him as a guarantee that more was coming. Earnest money. I was introduced to that as a boy. I'll never forget it on the farm when my father bought a combine from a neighbor and gave the neighbor $45 as earnest money. They shook on the deal, and the deal was done. That's the way it was done in those days. And then, of course, my father paid the rest. By the way, it was a disastrous combine. But a deal is a deal. In our case, it's not a disaster at all, because we are given a down payment. It's going to get so much better. God says, I'm giving you the Holy Spirit today, and he is sealing you and will take you all the way to heaven, but he is a down payment. Now you get the flower. But someday you're going to get the whole garden. Now you get the drop, but someday you're going to get the whole ocean. Now you get the tree, but someday you are going to inherit all the fruit of paradise. Now you get the hors d'oeuvres, but my friend, today a banquet is coming. And the Holy Spirit of God is a reminder that there's more to come. You're sealed all the way to heaven. That's another ministry, the Holy Spirit. We've had the ministry of companionship, now the ministry of ownership. Let's go on to another ministry, and that's the baptizing ministry of the Spirit. I'm not going to ask you to turn to this passage because I think that one of the messages in this series is going to be on the body of Christ. So I'll simply quote the verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Greek or bond or free, and we've all drunk from one Spirit." The baptizing ministry of the Holy Spirit, and when you received Christ, you probably didn't even know what God was doing. He was baptizing you into the body of Jesus Christ, so that from now on in the New Testament, more than 100 times, I think, just in the writings of Paul, you have this expression that you are in Christ. You are in Christ and the whole body of Christ. And as a result of that, the Holy Spirit of God gives gifts and makes you part of that larger body. And because I'm going to be speaking about that, that's about all that I'm going to say today about the baptism of the Spirit, except to tell you that it gives us what we could call now a sense of partnership. We've had the fact that we have companionship, we have ownership, and we also have partnership. We are members of one another for great and wonderful ministry. All gifts of the Spirit that some people don't even know about. It's possible, you know, for people to sit on a pile of diamonds and not even know it, and they think they're sitting on coal. Listen. "He who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?" I'm so excited about this, I get my mings fixed up and I begin backing talk words. Let's go to a fourth ministry, and this for us is most important because I want you to leave here today filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18, it says it so clearly, "Be filled with the Spirit." Don't be drunk with wine, which is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And elsewhere it talks about being filled with the Spirit and singing songs of joy and so forth. All right, now we're going to really talk plainly. I think I've been talking plainly, actually. But I want you to leave here today with faith in what the Holy Spirit is going to do through you as a result of what we're learning together. What comes to mind when you hear about the filling of the Spirit? Peter stands up. He's filled with the Spirit. So much mystery. Oh, you could never be filled. Not you. Oh, Peter, yeah, one of the apostles. It's no mystery, really, filling of the Spirit. We use that language all the time. We say that he was filled with anger, motivated by, controlled by anger, or he was filled with jealousy, or he was filled with joy. It has to do with the matter of desire and what is coming as a result of all of that and what is controlling your life. So there's really no great mystery on what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So what we need to do is to recognize here that now we're talking about the experience of the Spirit. And I am so jealous for you that you get this and experience the Spirit. Now, I don't know exactly how it all works. I don't know how it can be that rain can come down, it can water the earth, and you have trees that grow and gardens that grow, and then eventually what you have after that is water going back up again. There's so much here that I don't understand. And obviously, there's mystery connected with the Spirit. But no mystery should keep us away from experiencing his overwhelming blessing. Now, the Bible says this in Galatians. It talks about the fruit of the Spirit, and you probably know this verse, so again, we're not going to ask you to turn to it, but it says, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness." We're going to look very briefly, just a minute or two, at two of those fruits, the first fruit and then the second fruit of the Spirit. It's actually not plural, it's singular. It's like a tree that grows and all the branches are filled with these blessings. I have to explain to you that now we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. We are not talking just about human ingenuity or ability. And if God finds anything within us, it's really Christ-likeness. If God finds anything in us that is really like Him or like Christ, the only way that can happen is if He Himself implanted that in us. It doesn't come to us naturally, and that's exactly what the Holy Spirit does. It implants God in us, and now God begins to show Himself and show up. Let's look at love. Love is a universal in all ages and in all parts of the world, the love of a mother to her child, the love of family. All those things are natural to the entire human race, okay? But when the Bible says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, that's a different kind of fruit. That's not natural. You know, Jesus said the people of the world can't receive the Spirit. So what kind of fruit is it? How does it differ? Well, first of all, there is the love of God that is implanted within us. People of the world can fear God, they can talk about God, they can write books about God's attributes, and they can study theology like a surgeon might study disease with a sense of personal attachment. One thing they cannot do is love God, because that love is implanted within us by God. And that's why I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that people who do not know God could never possibly call Him Father, because to them He might be judge or something else, but He is not Father. And Jesus said the first commandment is to love God, and the only way we can love Him is if that is implanted in our hearts. My friend, today I hope that the blessed Holy Spirit of God, who is given to all believers, may continually be creating in your heart love for the Father. Aren't you glad today that Jesus said to the disciples, "I'm not going to leave you orphans, I'm going to come to you"? And of course, what He meant is by the blessed Holy Spirit of God. This is a series of messages entitled The Inheritance of the Redeemed, the subtitle Blessings That Belong to All Who Trust in Christ. I want you to be blessed today. And in a moment, you'll be given information as to how this entire series of messages can be yours, so that you can listen to it again and again, share it with your friends, because in Jesus we have been so mightily blessed.
Today we heard more in a series on the inheritance of the redeemed, gifts given to every believer in Christ. Next time on Running to Win, what it looks like when the Spirit has free reign in our lives. The Inheritance of the Redeemed is an 8-part series we'd like you to have on CD. We'll send it as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.